The Pearl Harbor Survivors Association lists only about 100 people in Wisconsin and Minnesota alive today who survived the 1941 attack on the U.S. naval bases in Hawaii. At the time, the surprise attack so inflamed this country that the war declaration passed Congress with only one vote against. Arleigh Burke of Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota, was serving on board the USS Honolulu the morning of the attack.
After seeing what the Arizona and all them other ones blow up, you know, you wait for... We weren't the primary targets, but we were the next ones in line, and we were lucky.
The Honolulu suffered minor damage, but Burke says everyone was uneasy, waiting for the next strike. 2,400 Americans were killed that morning. Burke remembers many drowning in thick black oil draining from stricken ships.
The oil laid on top of the water from the ships, and that's pretty heavy crude oil, you know, and that laid on top of the water about 3-4 inches thick in places. Pretty tough. Guys tried to swim through that, and you couldn't do it.
Burke will speak Sunday at the Richard Bong Heritage Center in Superior. He says it's important that younger generations hear the stories of the dwindling numbers of survivors from what President Roosevelt called the Day of Infamy. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.